The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. Welcome. Welcome, every one of you, every one of us, wherever in the world you are in this moment, in this amazing interconnected web of humanity, which we are a part of. We are all part of this web of humanity, which, whether or not you like it, it's, you're part of this big, you have the privilege to be a sentient being, a being that has consciousness. Wow, what a gift, what a grace, what beauty. Of course, not every moment of having consciousness is easy. There's plenty of challenges and dukkha and difficulty in life. And this perspective of being alive, the sense of gratitude for this incredible gift of being conscious, I want to bring that into the space. So the theme I would like us to explore tonight is inspired by a book I was recently reading, listening to as an audiobook. Oh, and yes, oh, thank you, Nancy. You also bring much metta to Ruth Bader Ginsburg in her passing. I didn't know she had passed. I'm actually sitting at a retreat right now. So I'm auditing a retreat. I'm sitting a retreat. It's a two-week retreat, so I'm not listening to the news. I'm still teaching happy hour, but I'm pulling back otherwise from the world. So I didn't know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had passed. Thank you, Nancy, for sharing that in chat. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe, you know, given, so for folks who are not in the U.S., she was a Chief Justice in the Supreme Court and an amazing, amazing human being. Just a powerful, in stature she was tiny and small, but in what she actually did in her service to humanity, to Americans and in the ways that affected people to the world in so many different ways, especially the rights of women, some of the decisions, some of the issues that she in her cases worked for. So as I realize this, maybe part of this would be, so that what I wanted to bring in tonight was practicing with generosity of spirit. So maybe in our act of generosity of spirit, you know, at the end when we always dedicate the merit, which is dedicate the goodness of our practice together, maybe we'll make a special offering, generosity of spirit, with our generosity of spirit, offering it to her, just as a way to meet this moment in time. So what I was mentioning earlier before I saw Nancy's text, chat, was a book that I've been recently reading and listening to an audio has been The Book of Joy. And let's see if I can do a screen share. Here we go. Yes, I can do a screen share and you guys can actually see it. So The Book of Joy, which came out, I think maybe 2016 might have come out. But it was based on a meeting of the Dalai Lama, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who are beautiful, deep friends, and they have a lot of joy in their interaction. They make fun of each other. They laugh, well, in a very loving way. They laugh together. And the book is just so lovely to, and they also share teaching. So this They met in 2015 in Dharamsala. Desmond Tutu went to visit the Dalai Lama, and they had dialogues for 5 days about the nature of joy, what blocks joy, the challenges to joy, and the pillars of joy, the 8 pillars of joy. And this was on the occasion of the Dalai Lama's 80th birthday. And it's a joyful book. It's a really lovely book. So, and I might bring more aspects of that in the next few sessions we have together. But one thing, I'll stop sharing the screen. You already saw. So it's the name of the book is The Book of Joy, for those who might be hearing this on Audio Dharma later. So what I've been sitting with, various things about this book I've been sitting with, and as I mentioned, I'm sitting in a retreat right now, so there's plenty of space to sit with ideas, with you know, for the mind to really taste and mull over heartful ideas. So one idea that they present towards the end of the book is the idea of generosity of spirit. And I've been struck by this. So they talk about how generosity of spirit actually subsumes the 8 pillars of joy. And if you're curious what the 8 pillars of joy are, I'll just name them and later maybe we'll spend time with them. So the 8 pillars of joy. One is perspective. What is your perspective? Is it a helpful or not helpful perspective? So one is your perspective that can bring a sense of joy. The other is humility. The third one is humor. The fourth is acceptance. So these are the cognitive aspects. And then they name 4 heart aspects as a pillar of joy. Fifth being forgiveness, gratitude, compassion, and generosity. And they talk about, actually, there's a beautiful paragraph, how generosity of spirit actually subsumes all these 8 in different ways. All these, because when there's a sense of generosity of spirit, say your perspective changes. Marielena asked me to repeat them again. You know, I'm going to bring them in the next 8 sessions. Tell you what, we'll bring them into the next 8 sessions. We'll play around with each one of these the next 8 happy hours. But just to repeat them, perspective, humility, humor, acceptance, forgiveness, gratitude, compassion, and generosity. So generosity of spirit subsumes them all. And this would be much longer talk than I want to give because I want us to get into our meditation together. But the invitation is for us to feel into generosity of spirit. And perhaps the way we will enter into this tonight, to feel into the sense of what generosity of spirit is and people we know who have or have had a sense of generosity of spirit, which is above and beyond generosity. Yes, of course, it subsumes generosity, being generous with your resources, with what you have, with your time, with your affection, with your money. So generosity is part of it, but also generosity of spirit. It's also a sense of perspective that you take. It's a sense of perspective taking, perspective being number one. That you give the others benefit of the doubt. There's a sense of generosity of spirit. There's not a sense of clinginess of me, me, me. And it also subsumes, for example, forgiveness because there's a generosity of spirit. It subsumes all 8. And again, don't want to give a long Dharma talk, but the invitation I would have as we go through this guided meditation together in a moment and for the next couple of days that you have on your own, the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, to sit with, to kind of mull over, chew on generosity of spirit. Well, what does that mean in this moment if you're interacting with someone or if you're interacting with yourself? How would generosity spirit show up for yourself and for others? Of course, in everything we practice, it's not just for others, it includes our relationship to ourselves. So much more to say, but let's just experience it. It's not heady. All of these are experiential. So let go of all the thoughts, all the words, and let's get into our meditation posture. I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture. You may need to shift, move. You may need to sit up straight a little more. You may need to move and lie down so that your body is comfortable. I'd like to invite you to land in your body. To land in your sit bones, turn your attention, turn your gaze inward. Turning your gaze inward. Turning your gaze inward, gently, kindly, softening, relaxing the body, relaxing your hands, relaxing your abdomen. Relaxing your face. Relaxing your eyes. Relaxing your jaw. Imagining that your forehead is becoming smoother. And for it to become smoother, tension needs to drain away. And receiving the ease with relaxation, softness in the body, letting the breath be received. Receiving every in-breath, receiving in-breath by the body, not by the head, letting the body receive, as if the body is a welcoming host, receiving, welcoming the breath, with elation, with joy, with generosity, welcoming. And with the out breath, relaxing, softening, letting go, receiving, welcoming, your body welcoming, not your head, welcoming the breath. And every cell of your body welcoming the breath. The out breath, relaxing, letting go. And if thoughts or ruminations arise, see if in your body they can be received. They can be received from the body, welcomed. As if composted, welcomed, created in the body, not in the head. Together with the breath, see what happens in that way. You know, with the out breath. Relaxing and letting go. Let's till the soil. Spend time with the body and the breath in this way. the in-breath, let the body welcome, receive the breath, receiving with a smile joyfully. The whole body receiving the breath. With the out-breath, relax, let go. Just settling for a few minutes. Greeting, welcoming. With generosity, with goodwill, with joy. Seeing what this perspective is like. And now, as the body is receiving the breath, awareness imbuing, touching, flowing through the body, I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone who for you represents this quality of generosity of spirit. Might be someone you know or you have known in your life, personally, either closely or you just knew them a little bit. Or someone whom you don't know personally, but they inspire you with their sense of generosity of spirit, the way they are forgiving, the way this perspective of goodwill for all of humanity they have, a sense of compassion. Maybe also joy. A sense of joy, you have humility. A sense of gratitude. So, could be someone whom you've been inspired by through their work. The teachings, or it could be an archetype. A being that embodies generosity of spirit for you. You can choose any archetype. Religious, or not. The Buddha, Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, Jesus, Moses, or a being of light, or any archetype. See what works for you. Bringing this being, either living or lived, human, or archetype to your mind's eye. exploring this, sensing this generosity of spirit. What does it feel like in them, the generosity of spirit? Quality of their perspective. Perspective about life, humanity, other beings. Their sense of humility. Humor. Acceptance of things as they are, which is different from resignation, but is a sense of accepting, embracing, allowing the truth of how things are in this moment. It's a part of generosity of spirit. Generous with circumstances. Similarly, going back, generous with one's joy, with one's humor. Generosity with not self-elevating oneself. An act of service for the benefit of others that comes from a sense of humility, benevolence. Also subsumed in generosity of spirit, sense of forgiveness. Gratitude. Kindness, compassion. And lastly, the eighth, generosity. Now having brought to mind, brought to heart these qualities of generosity of spirit, of this being, of this archetype, inviting them to come close, very close, very close, until this being who inspires you has merged with you. And these qualities, this generosity of spirit, that you aspire to, shine out of you. Not in any way that you have to try, but they're just there. they've been awakened. They've come online. They have come alive through this being who inspires you. And sitting in this, in the seat. And meeting this moment, just sitting as you're sitting and breathing, now going back to receiving the breath. Receiving and letting go with this body that now subsumes, it includes, it's a part of it. There is spirit of generosity. Maybe the body sits a little taller with a sense of integrity. There's a sense of generosity, this felt sense. Receiving the breath. And if there are thoughts also, receiving thoughts in the body with the breath, with a spirit of generosity. And letting them go. Receiving and letting them go. Experiment, see what happens. Spirit of generosity, generosity of spirit, generosity of spirit. How can we meet this moment, whatever is arising, with generosity of spirit? Even if you're visited by a crowd of sorrows, can they be met by generosity of spirit? See how things might shift. And remember, this generosity of spirit is not so much yours, so that it's not hard. It's beaming. It's shining out. Let things, let hurts, let joys, let whatever is arising in this moment, just be met by it. Let yourself be surprised. And for the last moment of this practice period, holding yourself with generosity of spirit for whatever arose or did not arise, whether sleepiness arose or distracted mind arose, meeting it with generosity of spirit. It's okay. With compassion, forgiveness, benevolence, and the wider perspective that you're planting seeds. And for gratitude, and with gratitude, that you were able to show up in any way that you did. Thank you all for your practice. So, generosity of spirit. So my invitation is now for us to transition into practicing in small groups and holding yourself with generosity of spirit and holding others and see what arises. You may say a few words, you may say nothing. It's not so much what you say, but how you show up. And if you're about to sign off because there's a fear of social anxiety of being with others, this community is such a lovely community of with so much generosity of spirit. And if any of you have already been part of the practice meetings, you know that's the case. And their generosity of spirit that's received, it awakens your generosity of spirit. So I suggest if you are on the fence to stay and experiment, explore, see what arises. Let yourself be surprised. Meeting others in this way, meeting these other conscious beings with a spirit of generosity. So, and if for whatever reason you need to go and you can't stay, that's okay, understandable. But I do hope that you choose to stay. So I'm going to create the rooms now. Generosity of spirit. Let that be your guide. Let that be your go-to. So, okay. So I am going to open the rooms and need to shift, move things a little bit. Here we go. Okay. And they are open now. Okay, the rooms are closed. Welcome back, everyone. And would love to hear your reflections about the meditation, about practicing in community, especially if you're new. Would love to hear from you. So, and you can just unmute yourself if you like, or you can type it in chat.
Well, I'm Diana, and I am new, and I enjoy the whole program, and I like very much being split up and meeting the other members. I find that very enlightening.
Lovely, lovely. So glad you're joining, Diana. Now you're a new member. You're becoming a regular. So it's lovely to have you join and bring your practice from the other side of the globe. Yeah, lovely. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Nikki.
Yeah. Claire, I see you're unmuted. Would you like to share something?
Oh, well, I talked a lot in my small group, and I'm tempted to repeat a story that I told quickly because I just wrote you that I enjoyed the emphasis on generosity of spirit. But the first story that came to mind was about a radio program I heard years ago. It was an actress being interviewed, and she was somebody like Doris Day or June Allison, always played happy early parts, and her life story was absolutely horrible. So after a couple of incidents that she told the interviewer, she was just trying to answer the questions, the interviewer stopped the interview and he said, I can't help but ask you, with the life you've had, how you could play these parts. And she said, at a certain point in the midst of all this, I realized I had a choice and I chose joy. And that has always been very close to my heart, that when I get discouraged, I just say, you have a choice, Claire. You can choose joy today. And it worked, actually.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that inspiring story. That's lovely. It's so wonderful to hear someone who actually does that, has practiced that. It's so inspiring. And I'm also inspired to hear how you have carried that in your life all these years, Claire. It's lovely. And now you're passing it on.
I hope it will be useful to someone else.
We always have a choice. It's also what you're saying reminds me of the title of this book. Happiness is a choice you make. Happiness is a choice you make. It's the title of a book, and it's written by someone who spent time with many octogenarians, people who are in their 80s, I believe, and basically the moral of the these lives, people who have lived to their 80s or maybe even older, 90s. And the point was that really happiness is a choice you make. It's not about your circumstances, because we all have, it's human life. We all have sorrow and we all have gifts. So Mary Christine asked, who's the author? I can't remember Mary Christine, but let's see if I can quickly find out here. Let's see. Happiness is a choice you make. Here it is. Yes. The name of the book is, it's Happiness is a Choice You Make, colon, Lessons from a Year Among the Oldest Old. And it's written by John Leland, Leland. I heard an interview with him, which was quite inspiring, about the lessons he learned from spending a year with the oldest old. Happiness is a choice you make. So,
Nikki, would you spell the last name? John's yes. last name?
Leland, L-E-L-A-N-D.
What was the title of the book on, the full title of the book on joy that you mentioned earlier?
It's called The Book of Joy. Just as simple as that. The Book of Joy.
It's simple for me. I need something more complicated.
What was that? Sorry?
I said, that's too simple for
that's
me.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I'd like to invite others, please. What came up for you in the practice, in the guided meditation, what worked, what didn't, questions, comments, also about the practice you, Megan, I see you're unmuted, please.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so I'm on call tonight and this weekend, and I was kind of lamenting it, and right in the middle of the meditation, I got a page, and I had to call it back, and I was like, oh, you know, I was a little frustrated at first, but I was thinking about generosity of spirit, and I just felt so kind when I had to call this nurse back and kind of like tell them what to do. And it made me wish that every page that I got came in the middle of a metta meditation. So thank you.
Oh, Megan, that touches my heart. That is such a sweet reflection. At first, you know, the grumbling, and then, oh, generosity of spirit. Can I have generosity? Can I meet this moment? Can I meet this interruption with generosity of spirit, and just, and the sense of joy that you got from meeting, talking with this nurse with kindness, and then wishing, oh, it would be great if this kind of interruption always happened in the middle of this metta. I just love it. So meeting the world, meeting what we don't want with generosity of spirit, and what arises. Thanks so much for sharing that. That's beautiful. Thanks, Megan. Other reflections? Nancy.
We were talking in our group about, there was some question about what generosity of spirit meant. And because I have Ruth Bader Ginsburg on my mind tonight, I was talking about her and her generosity in, you know, doing the work that she did. And I had a personal contact with her when I was being sworn in. She didn't swear me in, but she was there. She wasn't a Supreme Court justice at the time, but I had teared up when I was being sworn in and was a little embarrassed about it. And when she was congratulating me and shook my hand, she held my hand in hers and said, if you don't get choked up when you take that oath, you're in the wrong profession. And it was just so sweet, and to come from a female judge, and was so encouraging to me. And so... she was who I was thinking of tonight.
Thank you, Nancy. I'm tearing up as I hear the story. It is so tender and personal. And for this beautiful human being to notice that you were tearing up and that you were feeling embarrassed, and to console you, is just what generosity of spirit. And that's... through your story, through your experience, I feel connected in this web of humanity to this beautiful, generous human being who just worked so hard, tirelessly. Thank you so much for bringing her in. Yeah. Beautiful being. Generous. Thank you. Vicky, I see you're unmuted. One last comment.
I may not be a comment, a question. When I think of anybody who embodies generosity of spirit, that person is also a very compassionate person. And so I'm wondering if there is a distinction, or if one kind of melt into another.
Yeah. So I'm glad you asked this. As I was mentioning at the beginning, that generosity of spirit actually subsumes a lot of different qualities, and compassion is one of them. And as I was naming a few different, in fact, at the beginning, I mentioned the eight pillars of joy from the Book of Joy by Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama, and these eight qualities. And so generosity of spirit subsumes these eight pillars of joy, one of them being compassion. So exactly, just as you said, there is no difference. It's generosity of spirit is bigger, has all of these aspects in it. So maybe in the coming weeks, the coming days, we'll spend time with the other ones more. So it's time. So thank you all for joining, for sharing of yourself, for sharing your practice. What a beautiful sangha, what a beautiful time to practice and sharing the merit of the goodness that's been generated by our cultivation of turning our mind and hearts towards generosity of spirit, of the goodness that's been generated. We share it freely with all beings everywhere, and especially with tonight in honor of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, this beautiful being, this generous being who has been brought in tonight into our practice, sharing it with her also, with all beings. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy, including ourselves.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone.